And then in conclusion, Kropotkin says, the state organization, having always been both in ancient and modern history, Macedonian Empire, Roman Empire, modern European states, grown up on the ruins of the autonomous cities, the state organization having always been the instrument for establishing monopolies in favor of the ruling minorities, cannot be made to work for the destruction of these monopolies. The anarchists consider, therefore, I mean, this is just patently true. And where has the left been? Silenced, both by ownership control of the media and by, I've learned, use of these wave technologies to drive people away off of their game. So the anarchists have concluded that to hand over to the state all the main sources of economic life, because it cannot be made to serve we the people, to hand over to the state all the main sources of economic life, the land, the mines, the railways, banking, insurance, and so on, as also the management of all the main branches of industry, in addition to all the functions already accumulated in its hands, education, state-supported religions, defense of the territory. And when he refers several times to the defense of the territory, I commented, although it was a bit premature because I think he sort of clears that up, but I commented that he likely didn't see that he was living in the inception, I think this is actually the case, living in its inception, the global ambition of those just solidifying Plato's tribesmen, their determination to solve Plato's dilemma of the unsettling effect of imperialism, the way it was used originally and the way Popper uses it in The Open Society, because it could be confusing if you start reading and aren't aware. Outsiders, it's used to mean outsiders coming in and upsetting the order, the carefully structured regimen that has been put in place to control the children, quote unquote, i.e. the citizens. And we are all children until we end the class system. We have to all do this together. So outsiders coming in and upsetting the children of the republic was why Plato didn't believe his republic could ever become a real republic, and that it was condemned to being a utopia. Well, these guys in the aftermath decided they had a solution. It had to be global. There could be no outsiders in this system for it to fulfill the dream of Plato. So that's what they've been about. So continuing with Kropotkin, the anarchists consider, therefore, that to hand over to the state all the main sources of economic life would mean to create a new instrument of tyranny, which we have seen big time, this new instrument. State capitalism would only increase the powers of bureaucracy and capitalism. True progress lies in the direction of decentralization, both territorial and functional, in the development of the spirit of local and personal initiative. And that's important. So maybe we should repeat that one more time. True progress lies in the direction of decentralization, both territorial and functional. Functional, that is to say, those functions that have been co-opted, stolen, seized, appropriated by the state, need to be reincorporated in all of us, in a decentralized way. True progress lies in the direction of decentralization, both territorial and functional, in the development of the spirit of local and personal initiative, and a free federation from the simple to the compound, in lieu of the present hierarchy from the center to the periphery. In common with most socialists, the anarchists recognize that, like all evolution in nature, the slow evolution of society is followed from time to time by periods of accelerated evolution, which are called revolutions. And they think that the era of revolutions is not yet closed. Periods of rapid changes will follow the periods of slow evolution, and these periods must be taken advantage of, not for increasing and widening the powers of the state, which is exactly what happened, by the way, I'm interjecting. The challenge before us is to, just as Kropotkin says, reincorporate those powers into ourselves and reproduce our lives for ourselves without any masters. Continuing. So these periods must be used of rapid growth, which I believe the one that is happening right now is actually evolution, must be used for reducing the powers of the state through the organ, reducing and replacing with ourselves, through the organization in every township or commune of the local groups of producers and consumers, as also the regional and eventually the international federations of these groups. In virtue of the above principles, the anarchists refuse to be party to the present state organization and to support it by infusing fresh blood into it. And my comment, a most important point this, and so much more difficult a task we see today as we are wrestling with a hidden state. And not to say that it wasn't hidden in the past, but this one in a more deep sense, consciously so. I mean, they work at it big time. We are wrestling with a very intentionally submerged hidden state, not only with global state statesmen in hiding, but with that hidden state consciously conditioned into each one of us, requiring the insights and guidance of Alice Miller to begin even contemplating its accomplishment. That refusal, that's the word Marcuse used, refusal and reversal. And then to establish the material, the community support that would sustain that refusal. And that's the subject of the December 20, today, 2015 show, continuing and concluding with Peter Kropotkin, quote, "They do not seek, anarchists do not seek to constitute and invite the working men not to constitute political parties in the parliaments. Accordingly, since the foundation of the International Working Men's Association in 1864, to 1866, they have endeavored to promote their ideas directly amongst the labor organizations and to induce those unions to a direct struggle against capital without placing their faith in parliamentary legislation," unquote, from Peter Kropotkin's essay, Anarchism. And what this inspired in me, this thought, that the plot of the power guys has thickened considerably in these last 100 years. And having thickened, seeing that it has thickened, and with the advantage of the synthesis of our good three, Terence K. Hopkins, Giovanni Arrighi, Emmanuel Wallerstein, and Alice Miller, Martin Bernal, John Boswell, Karl Popper, Albert O. Hirschman, and Kropotkin himself, his absolutely essential vision, we have a vantage not available to Kropotkin. We can see that we need our own definitions, new concepts, and new strategies to advance to our freedom. We can see that our actions must be global and local simultaneously, that it is only by working with our communities to stem the tide of the functionaries, expanding the number of our brothers and sisters who are in soul sufficiency while uniting globally, that we can get free. We can see that the categories labor and capital are themselves weapons against us, that the compartmentalizations of class are part of the atomization process that prevents our working in concert as power does, all of us together, globally. We can see that power's key strategy, the systematic suppression of our authentic feelings, means that the individual must be the basic unit of political organization for us to get free and to sustain that freedom. We can see that progress exists in our unmediated, unfiltered, and unfettered by any organized, aggregated power that exists to suppress others. Unfettered access to each other globally. Else, how grow our gifts? And growing our gifts unfettered is happiness, which is our right as human beings, as well as our right as a people yet leashed by the U.S. state, our codified right, codified in the Declaration of Independence, granting us here in the U.S. the honor of the lead position on the path to our freedom.